You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Modern Woman, Flight of Time is a new major show at Toi o Tamaki, Auckland Art Gallery. Combining over 80 paintings, prints, sculptures and textiles from public and private collections across Aotearoa from 1920 to 1970, the exhibition highlights the leading role women artists have played in shaping the development of modern art, including iconic figures such as Rita Angus, Frances Hodgkins, and A. Lois White. The exhibition also aims to celebrate the significant contributions of lesser-known women artists such as June Black, Flora Scales, and Pauline Yeabury. The exhibition has been curated by Auckland Art Gallery Curator of New Zealand Art, Julia Waite. I spoke to Julia about the show, her curation process, and how the exhibition uncovers themes of women's artistic practices in the 20th century. While presenting key works by iconic figures such as Rita Angus and Frances Hodgkins, for example, the exhibition is also celebrating significant contributions from lesser-known artists. What was your process for selecting artists and works for Modern Woman?
Well, firstly, kia ora, Sophie, thank you so much for having me on. The process was long and involved. You know, it was about travelling around the country and looking at art and public collections as far south as Otipoti, Dunedin. And I think early on I established a core list, and there was also a B list. And on that core list there were works that spoke to me, that I felt intrigued by, that I wanted to learn more about, and that I felt that I could build an exhibition around. And so, I mean, what's another word? It was incredibly iterative. You know, it took, you know, years to make, and it was about the relationship between works. But there were definitely, you know, I'd call them key works that I made a decision about really early on, things like the incredible, very erotic A. Lois White work, Persephone Returns to Demeter, that painting from Dunedin Public Art Gallery. You know, that was a work that I knew I wanted to kind of build a bigger story around, and it had this beautiful sense of figuration, you know, and kind of mystery. And I started to see more work that felt like it had that Art Deco aesthetic and that sense of movement and figures sort of striding onto the stage. So, you know, I think in terms of another iconic work, I think Anna Stahl Rice, she was an American artist, that Portrait of Catherine Mansfield has always been, you know, held a lot of captivation for me, and it's always felt a little bit like a satellite painting, because it wasn't made by a New Zealander, although it depicts this really important modernist writer. I always sort of felt like it hadn't kind of properly come home somehow, and so I wanted to try and get it into a context in which it made sense.
And so this exhibition is combining over 80 paintings, prints, sculptures and textiles from public and private collections, revealing some kind of new connections between the artists. What are some of these previously hidden themes and women's practices that this exhibition is uncovering?
Okay, so I feel like in the first space, the section called Stage, you just see how interested women were in the portrayal of the body and movement. And I think there's this hidden, I call it a faded history of muralism, because Lois White and Pauline Yeabury, first Māori graduate at Elam, were muralists. And actually Mae Smith completed murals as well. And there was a, you know, there was a mural movement through the 30s and 40s. And because the buildings have either been knocked down, they've burnt down, the murals have been painted over, that history of muralism is lost. And so I'm just sort of hinting at that through, you know, including that big Persephone Returns to Demeter painting, and including it alongside that amazing sort of surreal Winifred Knight's painting, that really big one that's on that key sight line from 1923, the British painting of the marriage at Cana. It feels a bit like an Andrew MacLeod. So I think the muralism and that interest in the body, and also how women artists wanted to reclaim old stories and historical narratives, and how interested they were in goddess imagery and,
you know, you see all these works in that first space, paintings of Eve and Salome and Papatuanuku, Persephone, Aphrodite, Selene. So, you know, again, there are these kind of like strong connections. You know, it's this large number of artists that are all exploring similar ideas about reimagining history. And I think, you know, modern women artists' interest in portraiture comes through as something that perhaps we haven't shone a light on, such a strong light on previously, the role of fashion in the construction of identity. And then I think in that final space, we're sort of seeing this new understanding of, well, you know, I wanted to really steer away from this idea of landscape painting. I find the word landscape so boring. So I've used this idea of setting, which is like a lot more theatrical. And it's sort of like, you know, when you're in a setting, you're thinking about the whole scenography and all the, you know, like if you go to the theatre or film, you know, the setting is about mood and props and objects and what's going on. It's much more sort of immersive. And I think there's a great feeling of contemplation and spirituality in a lot of that work. And I'm not talking about just Christian spirituality, but just this deep sense of connectedness with life and living things and other realms. And yeah.
Definitely. And I guess it must be interesting to see in this exhibition, it's spanning from 1920 to 1970, how those kind of themes have developed, right? So what can kind of be seen about how these women changed their artistic practice over that period of time, which was a big time of social change as well? What can we see there?
Oh, that's an interesting question. You know, while I'm wanting to get away from this very dominant narrative about advancing abstraction and things becoming more abstract, I think that there is a sense of that there's this movement away from such academic traditions towards a real kind of like loosening up in terms of the treatment of form and space, you know, painterly space. Things become sort of softer or fuzzier. So I think that's definitely there. I think you see artists move away, while those old stories and that portrayal of the figure is really important in the 20s and 30s, you see artists shift away from that reliance on tradition and history, and they become a bit more interested, I think, in the natural world. That definitely emerges. I think there's also, if you look at something like Jacqueline Fahey's painting Woman at the Sink from 1959, I mean, that is that's a widely regarded as one of the first overt feminist works made in New Zealand. And so you're also getting this kind of a different kind of consciousness coming through, this kind of political consciousness.
Yeah, to kind of add on to what you're saying there, having a show dedicated to showing women in modern art is obviously really significant, and particularly considering the prevalence of women artists historically being sidelined for public collections, public shows, dealer representation. Have things changed, do you think?
Yes, definitely. I mean, a number of the women who are included in Modern Women Flight of Time had no dealer representation. You know, they were working at a time where they relied on art societies as a space to show their work, but it was, you know, it was a different context. I think now as well, you know, some of the women in the exhibition have only recently had a survey or retrospective exhibition, and these are internationally significant artists, you know, people like Natalia Goncharova, Winifred Knights, the British painter. She only had her first survey exhibition in 2019.
Wow.
So now I think there's, you know, an awareness or a willingness to create surveys of, you know, leading mid-career artists. I'm thinking about people like Lisa Rahana, Anne Shelton, Robin White has just had a big show recently at Auckland Art Gallery, Toi Tamaki. So, no, I think things are improving. There are many more female dealers, art dealers, and of course they tend to be the most important champions on the primary market for women artists, are those female dealers. Yeah.
Mm, totally. And do you think women of colour have had even more difficulty being seen and acknowledged in the history of art in Aotearoa? Is this something that is also explored in this exhibition?
I think it's absolutely evident, because when we're talking about modern art as well, you know, it's modern art within a particular kind of paradigm. So I'm looking at painting, printmaking, sculpture, some applied art. But if you're talking about customary practice, I mean, of course, there are women, Māori and Pacific women, doing extraordinary work within that realm of customary practice.
Mm.
And hopefully there'll be further research projects and exhibitions to explore those areas. So I think, you know, modern art can be, the whole idea of modern art can be relatively exclusionary as well. And the exhibition includes such groundbreaking figures as Katerina Mataira, Liz Ellis, Mary Harrison Lodge, Pauline Yeabury. These are some of the first Māori artists to break into that contemporary scene and to attend what we think of as mainstream art schools.
This exhibition is accompanied by an illustrated book featuring writing from various experts that you've edited. What further insight does this offer to accompany the show?
Well, there are artists included in the catalogue. There are a handful of artists who are not in the exhibition, but there's really strong writing and they're profiled in the catalogue. Artists like Mary Waripa, Edith Collier, Alison Pickmere. So the catalogue expands a bit on the exhibition. And, you know, the writing, I've commissioned writers from across New Zealand, curators who are working closely with collections and experts in modern art, and that they bring their own voice, you know, their own voice and interpretation to these artists' careers and the work. And they're writing with, you know, a great degree of conviction and feeling for the work. And, you know, so it's not one voice, you know, it's polyphonic, and there's some really outrageous writing in there. I think the prize goes to Chelsea Nichols, who is a senior curator at the DALS, who's done the most fantastic piece of writing about the Eileen Mayo linocut print, which depicts women nude lounging around in a Turkish bath. And Chelsea has just gone for it. And with a, you know, great humour and confidence. And I think the catalogue is important because it's acknowledging that expertise doesn't lie with one person, you know, and we want to recognise that we want to collaborate with our peers, right, and get a variety of perspectives.
That was Auckland Art Gallery curator Julia Waite speaking to me about Modern Woman, Flight of Time. That's on at Auckland Art Gallery Toi o Tāmaki until late February 2025.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.